Everything Mid-North Coast.
This is Strawny for Breakfast.
Triple M. Makes you
wanna go. Last night on our socials, we put up a we put the question out to the people. Where is the coolest street on the Mid-North Coast? Because in Melbourne, High Street in the inner north has been crowned the coolest street in the world, apparently. And it's from West Garth at the south end through to Northcote in the northern end around Thornbury and Preston. Now, I apologise if I didn't get any of the pronunciation right there. Melbourne's a bit funny like that, isn't it, folks? But anyway, 133353 is the telephone number. Where is the coolest street on the Mid-North Coast? Some of the online entries, and there's a bit of Mickey getting taken on those social channels, by the way, guys. Bit of a laugh on there if you want to get involved. I guess the front runners, First Ave Sawtelle, which is, isn't it just beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? Also, Bligh Place in Lake Cattai, another one. So what do you think, folks? What about Pacific Drive in the Bonnie Hills area, maybe the Camden Haven? You know, I'll leave it up to you. 133353. We will get through all of your calls after the break, but you can jump online too. We will go and check those out as well. We need to get to a break, though, at 16 after 8 here at Strawny for Breakfast. 133353 is the telephone number. A Melbourne street has been crowned the coolest in the world last week. And I want to know where the coolest street is here on the Mid-North Coast, because we're better than Melbourne, aren't we? Surely. I think so anyway. But I mean, everyone has their own opinion. But let's put it to the people. The question has been put to the people this morning at Triple M. Where is the coolest street on the Mid-North Coast after a Melbourne street was crowned the coolest in the world? And I think there's probably cooler, if I'm honest. Definitely in this neck of the woods, for sure. But I've put it to the people on social media, and there's a few tongue-in-cheek answers on there, no doubt. But 133353 is the telephone number. And where is the coolest street on the Mid-North Coast? And JJ, good morning to you, big fella. Where's the coolest street on the Mid-North Coast?
Chancellor's Drive.
Chancellor's Drive. And why is that, young man?
Well, it's where he's located, isn't it?
Well, you wash your mouth out with soap, young man. What was that?
Triple M.
Did your mother just say Triple J?
No.
Well, tell her there's going to be a warning slip waiting for her when she gets to work, okay? Thank you, JJ, Heckler of the Year. There we go. Young JJ on the blower there, folks. And, yes, maybe Chancellor's Drive is the coolest spot on the Mid-North Coast where the Triple M studios are. Live on your wireless at 6 minutes after 8, folks. And I'll tell you what, I'm pumped because I have a traitor in the studio with me. Promo Sal, good morning to you and congratulations. You are now married.
Good morning. Thank you. I am.
And I'm so happy for you, but at the same time, I'm so, you know, like, I'm struggling to find the word. Hang on, let me just see if I can find it. So... Because I was going to be your flower girl.
Oh, I know you were. I'm so sorry. I've been keeping that secret
for
6 months.
You're a narcissist. You're a dead set sociopath. Seriously. Cool as a cucumber. None of us knew. When we were at Crescent Head on the weekend, people were like, surely you guys knew about it. We were like, no.
Nope.
None of us knew about it. Unbelievable.
So we said it was our engagement party, but even that, I really tried hard not to say too much just because I really thought I was going to give it away, but I didn't.
Oh, dear. Well, Sal, we're so happy for you, my love, and you and Tom, and yes, baby on the way.
Baby on the way. It's all happening.
It is all happening, much like the endless summer this weekend.
Yes.
Sal, you're back on deck after. You don't plan on getting a divorce this weekend or anything,
Look,
do you?
I'm not. That's not in the cards, no.
Now, also, just before we get on the endless summer, how do I pronounce your new last name?
It is Jocantis.
Jocantis.
Yes.
I was toying with Jocahontas because that's what you are for not telling us about your wedding.
I like that.
Jocantis, I like it.
Yeah.
Got a great ring to it. Much like the endless summer in Wauchope Bonnie Hill at the Wauchope Bonnie Hill Surf Club this weekend.
Yes, I'm excited for that one.
Yes, we had a great roll up last week.
Yes. Johnny's just been giving me a bit of a debrief on endless summer.
Yes, I did.
Sounded great.
It was fantastic.
So excited.
It's fantastic. So thank you again to all the people in Crescent Head. But
yes,
get down there, guys, because we've got $500 cash to give away.
Wahoo!
Yes, Sal will be rating you to get a look at your listener app. So
sure will.
Yes. Well, welcome back, young lady, and happy nuptials. There you go. It's 8 minutes after eight. Shorty for breakfast. The men are at work and Sal. It's Shorty for breakfast. Triple M. Welcome to your Wednesday, and a big welcome to Mayor of the Port Macquarie Hastings Council, Peter Pinson.
Good morning, Strawny. How are we all today?
Oh, I'm fighting fit. Beautiful morning. Look at that sunrise. Oh, it's just magic.
It's a beautiful day any day here in Port Macquarie Hastings region.
Yeah, too true, too true. Now, you are heading west of the donut tomorrow as the council does their council meeting from the Wauchope Country Club.
My old stomping ground. I lived over at Wauchope in the King Creek area for 27 years, Strawny, and now, as you know, I'm down here in beautiful Bonnie Hills. And, yes, we're taking the council meeting out of council chambers in Port over to the country club. So we're going to be there from 9 a.m. That's where the public forum will happen. So anyone wanting to talk about matters on the agenda or just, you know, getting some stuff off your chest, now's the time to do it. So you need to make sure you put in your application before 9 a.m. this morning, though. So we look forward to welcoming our community coming in and seeing how democracy is done for the Port Macquarie Hastings Council.
Yes, that's right. And if you want to take the scenic route out there, Peter, to Wauchope, you will go through King Creek, am I right?
There's going to be a lot of time for the scenic route there, Strawny. So we're talking about King Creek Bridge. Now, look, no pain, no gain, I say. There's a lot of pain happening at the moment throughout our region because there's a lot of gain happening. We're doing a lot of infrastructure upgrades. So if you're stuck in traffic, it's because we're upgrading roads, we're widening roads, or bridges, we're laying footpaths, it's all happening out there. But this King Creek Bridge, it's time for it to go. And we're putting a new bridge in that's going to stand the test of time. It's going to last for 100 years. It's going to outlast all of us. And it's necessary. We have been replacing timber bridges, 13 in all, through the New South Wales Government-funded Fixing Country Bridges program. This is the last one of them, and we're going to have to close it, and it's going to be for 6 months. And I know it's bad news. I know it's going to really be a pain in the bum for some people, but it is absolutely necessary. And I just ask people to be patient. We're really sorry for the frustration this is going to cause, and we just hope people understand you're going to have to be coming up the Oxley Highway through town, Cameron Street, to get over to that part of the industrial area. And if you are wanting to come into town from King Creek, you're going to have to go via King Creek Road out onto the Oxley Highway, and in that way, not taking the shortcuts. So because we can't install any sidetrack because of the narrowness of this road. But good news, Johnny, we are going to be widening King Creek Road, so the left-hand turn is more available than what it is now. So lots happening in the area. King Creek Bridge, we're doing the upgrade. It starts on the 8th of April. Be prepared for, you know, some delays in getting to your destination.
No worries, Peter. And that poor King Creek Bridge has copped a hiding with those floods over the last, you know, 5 years. We've had multiple big, you know, weather events there that's just smashed that bridge. So it's going to be good. I mean, obviously it's going to be a headache, but, you know, it's for the greater good though, right?
So unavoidable for the greater good. And let's just suck it up, shall we, and just get on with it.
Very good, Peter. Thank you very much for stopping by, and we will catch up again next week.
Yep. Before I go, I have to do a shout out to Luke and Daniel at the Port Crystal Cleaners Rug Cleaning in Munster Street. Oh my God, I had a little bit of a surge in my laundry. My rug, my beautiful wool rug, got a bit smelly. So took it off to these guys. Great job. If you've got a rug that you need cleaning, I thoroughly recommend them. I love these tradies. Hi to Luke and Daniel.
Very good, Peter. Well, glad to hear it. And, yes, cheerio to the boys. Righto, we'll speak to you next week, Peter. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Not funny.
Triple M's Worst Joke Wednesday.
Thanks to Apps Mechanical.
If your car's giving you the craps,
get it to Apps.
That's no joke.
Yes, a big good morning to Jess, Corey, all the team down there at Apps Mechanical. If your car's giving you the craps, get it to Apps and they'll have it purring like a pussy in no time. Righto, it's time to go to the beautiful Bowraville and speak with Brad. Brad, good morning to you, mate. What is your yarn?
Good morning, Strawny. How are you?
Good,
listen,
mate. Good.
A woman walks into a pharmacist and requests some cyanide. Pharmacist says, "What's that for?" She said, "I'd like to poison my husband." Pharmacist says, "I can't give you cyanide for that." He said, "You imagine the ramifications? I'd lose my job, everything I've got. I'd go to jail. You'd go to jail, and your husband will be the winner." She pulls out a photo of her husband in bed with the pharmacist's wife, and the pharmacist says, "I see you've got a valid prescription for those drugs."
Oh, jeez, Brad. Oh, dearie me. Gary in Port Macquarie, good morning, big fella. What's your yard?
Alex, recently I gave up sex for food, and now I find I can't even get into my own pants.
Jeez, these are hellers this morning. And let's go to the beautiful Lakewood. Speak to Mark. Good morning, mate. What's your yarn?
Mate, there was this bloke going to a Scottish-themed dinner and it had haggis on the menu. So his missus asked him to bring a bit home so she could try it. And he did. She took one taste and threw it out the back door. She said it was disgusting. Anyway, the little fox terrier dog got hold of it and ate it. And that poor little dog spent the next 3 days licking its own backside trying to get rid of the taste.
Jeez. Whoa. There's a reason why this is, you know, so popular, I suppose, folks. I am going to have to give it to Brad from Bowraville. Well done, mate. Congratulations. That was a good yarn. Cyanide. Love it. Very good, folks. It is 7:45. Worst Joke West Day in the can again for another week. We will do it again this time next week.
Why?
It is time to catch up with our great mate, Katie Lee, from the Port City Bowling Club. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Alex.
Now, what is happening down at my great sponsors this week?
We have a massive $6,500 up for grabs this Wednesday night. So 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. You have to be in the club to win it. So make sure you come down. We've also got trivia with Jez and our travelling bowlers raffle from 5 p.m.
Fantastic. And it is the birthday of the beautiful Ange down there, isn't it?
Sure is. So yeah, we'll be having a few Angels tonight.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot she's got her own drink. And it's all hard liquor, I can tell you. Now, also, mate, plenty happening down at Port City Bowling Club for Easter.
There sure is. So kicking off next Wednesday night, we have the Travelling Bowlers Seafood Raffle. This is a great opportunity to win some seafood vouchers just in time for Good Friday. So make sure you're at the club. Tickets go on sale from 5 p.m. and we draw that at 7 p.m. And then following that, we have Good Friday, our Easter egg raffle, $2,000 worth of chocolate goodies up for grabs. Make sure you come down on the 29th. We've got face painting for the kids and a special appearance from the Easter Bunny as well.
Very good indeed. Right, so plenty happening for Easter at my great sponsors. And Katie Lee, I'll be seeing you a little later, darling. Have yourself a lovely day.
Will do. Thanks, Katie.
Maroon's NRL tips, thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy.
Like we do every week, it's time to catch up with none other than Anthony Maroon from Triple M NRL and great mate of the show. Good morning, Maroon.
Strawny, good to talk to you, old mate.
Yes, and mate, you've been all over the news this week. You had to, well, I guess, made some comments about Latrell Mitchell, and I'm in agreeance with you, mate, but yeah, you must be busy.
Well, look, you know, I make no apologies for what I said about Latrell Mitchell. You know, for Latrell Mitchell to come out on Triple M and drop the F-bomb 5 or 6 times, acknowledge that he's doing it and continue to do it, I think it's disgraceful behaviour in our famous Rabbitohs jersey. And I think the difference between the Rabbitohs supporter and most other teams, Strawny, is that South supporters have had to be hands-on. They've had to fight for what they've got. It hasn't all been here in Skittles. We've had to march the streets. We've had to vote to privatise the club. The last 10, 15 years have been wonderful, but it hasn't always been like that. So Rabbitohs supporters have been forced to be very hands-on. And that's why they're so passionate about their club. So to do that in the Rabbitohs jumper, I thought was disgraceful. Secondly, there are children listening. The other thing, like, Strawny, you and I are radio blokes. Your old man was a much loved radio man. And I think from radio point of view, we watch our mates, Dan Ganane and, you know, Ben Dobbin, try and commentate the footy and try and give it 110,000% every week. And then this bloke comes along and does that to them on their broadcast. I think it really irks me from that level as well.
And the other thing, Maroon, is you and I have to do a whole heap of compliance to be able to talk to the masses on the radio, and we could have it all undone in one fall swoop like that. You know what I mean? And that's not on, in my opinion. But, mate, I'm proud of you. Well done. That was great for sticking up for us, for what we do. But, mate, let's get to this round, and it's kicking off with the Panthers and the Bronx tonight at 8 o'clock.
Well, I just think Penrith, too much for a Broncos side without Adam Reynolds. I know it's the grand final replay, and what a grand final it was. But, I don't know, those night games in Penrith, those big games, I just favour Penrith.
Yeah, and it's going to be cold tonight too, I believe, Maroon. So that might be a shock to the system for the Bronx, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, on Friday, the first game kicks off at 6, and it's the Warriors playing host to the Raiders.
Raiders have won their first two, and Warriors have lost their first two. But if not for that try of the century from Xavier Coates-Strawny, obviously the Warriors had Melbourne. So, look, it's in New Zealand, but it's not in Auckland, this game. It's in Christchurch. But I'll take the Warriors, if only for the fact that they're 0-2 and they're better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more, Maroon. Now, you and Dad are facing off for the late game on Friday. Roosters v Rabbits at 8 o'clock. The grudge match of the season, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, mate. Your old man, I haven't heard from him for about 6-8 months. But if the Roosters win, I'm sure I'll get a call. What a week it's been for the Bunnies. Latrell stuff aside, they get Jack Whiten finally, but still no Jai Arrow. They get a brand new halfback. Talk about a baptism of fire for young Dean Hawkins. Up against this Roosters side in Jared Warrior-Hargrave's 300 first grade game, this big fella is going to be coming off the back fence. South League 64 points in 2 weeks. I would be just happy to see a better effort from Souths. My father would turn in his grave if he heard me tip against them, so I'm afraid I can't go that far.
Very good, Maroon. I wouldn't expect you to, and that's such an ego terminology off the back fence. He does it in Laurieton all the time, mate. Now, the first game on Saturday at 3 o'clock is the Dogs playing host to the Titans.
Mate, I think we'd just be happy to see one of these teams win, wouldn't we? Gold Coast a loss and a bye, Dogs two losses. Des Hasler's return to Belmore. Of course, he got them to two grand finals. He never won one, but I tell you what, he had a couple of good years there at Dogs before it all went sour. So, Desi returns with the Titans. Foran and Tino playing. Titans too good.
Oh, very good, Maroon. Okay, now the Dragons are playing host to the Cowboys on Saturday at 5:30. Oh, Maroon, what happened last week?
Wow, didn't it just go south very quickly for the Dragons in Redcliffe, and they had 38 points put on them, Strawny. And I think the issue is here. I think Flano can go in and do the work to fix that issue, but they just don't have the cattle to turn it around that quick. So I have to take the Cowboys.
Very good, Maroon. Yeah, I'm going the Cowboys too, buddy. Now, the Tigers and the Sharks are on at 7:30 on Saturday.
Look, famous old Leichhardt Oval. People love it. I don't know what they see in it. It's cold. It's hard to park. It's just an old-fashioned ground. Not my cup of tea at all. But the Tigers seem to play better there. Your Sharks are going for three straight. And you know what? The Tigers aren't going to stop them.
Oh, well done, Maroon. Yes. And, mate, on Sunday, 4:05, the Eels taking on Manly.
Yeah, two of the great old rivals. They came into the competition together, I think it was 1947, and they've always had a great rivalry. Manly don't have a great record at CommBank Stadium, but Luke Brooks has settled in so well at Manly. And a full-strength Manly has Cherry Evans, Turbo, Jake Trbojevic, Ula Kawatau. I'm going to go against the grain here, Strawny. I'm going to tip Manly.
Oh, very good. And there's been lots of press through the week, Maroon, about saying how happy Brooks is over there at Brookvale. Oh, boom, boom. But I think that it's really showing in his game, hey?
Oh, mate, absolutely. I mean, it's only been two games, but he seems to be not playing with the same pressure that he would have been under at the poor old Tigers that struggled for so many years. And it's great to see him get out from under.
Yeah.
Mine was on about $1 million for a few years, so good on him.
Mate, that'll get me out from under anything, I can tell you that. And to round us out, the last game on Sunday, the Knights v the Storm.
Knights are 0-2, and obviously there's a drama there with Jackson Hastings being dropped. Jack Cogger comes in. Now, Jack Cogger's got a very good record with very good teams. So he comes in. Melbourne, no Jerome Hughes, no Munster. But you know what? Melbourne will be like a, you know, fighting over a bone in this. And Melbourne will be gritty. They'll be determined. They'll be spirited. And I am going to take Melbourne, even though they're missing a couple of players, to win.
Very good, Maroon. Now, before I let you go, who sent you here this morning?
Mate, the good folk at the Settlers Hotel. I was at the footy last weekend. Somebody said, we hear you talking about the Settlers. We are always there. We go there for dinner once a week with the kids. But the husband said, I pop in there for a couple of quiet ones after work. I won't give him away. Well, his first name's Phil. I won't say his last name. His first name's Phil, and he might be a plumber. That's all I'm going to say. But a lovely family, and it comes highly endorsed and recommended. The Sets Hotel by my man Phil, and I know he's listening.
Mate, I had a snitty there a couple of weeks ago, the loaded one, the onion rings, all of that business on the top. Oh, push hard 3 copies, get that into you. So if, if that tickles your fancy and you want to come out smelling like roses on Sundays, go to a Flower Hotel Group licensed premise on a Saturday night, and that's exactly what's going to happen.
Strawny's Fair Dinkum Department. The weekly breakdown of what's fair dinkum and what's a real crock of shit.
Order! Order!
Local personalities tackling the hot topics and not so hot ones too. On the Mid-North Coast's official home of all things fair dinkum. Strawny for breakfast.
Yes, everyone. Welcome along to the Fair Dinkum Department for another instalment. And joining us this week in the Fair Dinkum Department, we have Pitmaster Adam Roberts. He is back. And we also have Danielle Maltman, a local councillor on the Port Macquarie Hastings Council. Good morning to you both and welcome to the show. Keep
morning,
that applause
Johnny.
Going, canned audience.
Good morning.
Now, how are you guys travelling?
Beautiful. On a another amazing week on the Mid-North Coast. Thanks for asking.
Yes. Very good, mate. Very, very, what would you have? It's a very pleasant answer there. Thank you very much. And Dan, welcome to you. This is your first time.
You. Yes. Thank you for having me on the Fair Dinkum Club.
department.
Department. Yeah. I'd like to create a club. I'm here. Yes. If anyone wants to create a club, I'll be the one of the people in the club if you want to be the captain.
I will be in your club, Dan, any day. Any day you tell me where and I'll be there. Guys, welcome along to the Fair Dinkum Department. Now, plenty of news to sort through today. And this is one that I've been hanging on to because I'm interested to get your thoughts on this one. Now, it's come out. Obviously, there's lots of news around the Royals at the moment. Some vision has surfaced of William and Kate out and about somewhere. And I just want to know if you two think that there is more to this story than the royal family are letting on. Adam, you take it away, buddy.
Well, Strawny, I've seen the footage. Doesn't look anything like overly surprising. Just looks like a lovely couple walking down the street. But there's this thing called let's call it a information vacuum. If they're not commenting on how things are, people start to speculate, make up stories, all the rest of it. So, you know, there's certainly some narrative around what's going on at the moment as far as health and all the rest of it. But to me, it just looks like a couple of locals going for a walk.
Mm. Dan, what do you think?
Oh, look, fair dinkum.
Well done.
I think there's nothing to see here.
Yeah.
I just think that everybody just needs to move on and get on with the job. Yeah,
absolutely. But here's one thing. And I'm not a royalist. I don't follow their every move, right? That footage that I've seen a million times from right here and on those screens behind you, it doesn't really look like her. Like, I didn't know if it was her or not when I looked at it. Or is it just me?
Well, I looked at it, and until you said that, I didn't think anything different. It's a very good likeness, I'll put it that way, but I didn't see anything interesting in myself.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. I tried to stay away. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But
no, that's right. There's only room for one of us down there. Yeah.
Sorry.
But the other reason why I say that is because when I stand here in the morning, like the breakfast television shows will replay that 50, 60 times, and I see it because it's right in front of me. And the more I watched it, the more I thought to myself, that does not look like her at all. So you think that it's fair dinkum, go out with you, go and have a walk with your significant other and just everyone needs to get over it. Will we run with that?
Absolutely.
Sounds great to me.
Sounds great to you. Okay, there we go. That one's been done. Rightio, question number two in today's Fair Dinkum department. What franchise and or business would you give a revival to and bring back to this day and age? Adam Roberts, take it away.
Oh, Strawny, it's been bugging me for years. Years and years and years. I can tell you what, like, I love a good pizza, but the all-you-can-eat pizza at Pizza Hut, how good was that as kids growing up in the 80s and 90s? Like, family dinners, you could eat as much as you like, and, just make a real pig of it.
The gingerbread you get.
Absolutely. It was all there. The salad bar, those little crispy bacon.
You didn't go to the salad bar. You lie. You lie.
You know me very well.
Yes. Oh, very good. Yes. Now, and Dan, what do you think, my dear?
Look, mine's a little bit similar. I'd be bringing Sizzler back every day of the week.
Well, you know what? Where I used to do some work at a radio station that was based out of Campbelltown when I was in Sydney, and they have the only Sizzler still alive and still going. And people would drive
worth a trip
interstate to go to that Sizzler. And I don't think it'll ever close because it does a roaring trade.
Yeah.
But there you go. Now, mine for this one.
Here we go.
And I mean, it feels like it wasn't even that long ago. I want to see Eagle Boys come back.
They were great.
Let me see if you can finish this phone number. 1314.
33.
There he is. Oh! Well done.
Wow, what recall.
How good is that for marketing? And I don't know about you, but you can actually, the tone of it is still in my head. Do you remember how it used to get sung? 13, 14, 33. And remember, was it?
Yeah, elongated. Yeah.
Jeez.
So there we go. Isn't it? And we're all, look at us foodies.
Yeah.
If you want to call us up.
Take a look.
Pizza Hut, Sizzler, and Eagle Boys. There you go. Thank you ever so much, you two beautiful people, for coming in to the Fair Dinkum department. And you're now on the roster. So consider yourselves part of the team. Well done. Pitmaster Adam Roberts and Danielle Maltman from the Port Macquarie Hastings Councils here as well. And you guys are welcome here anytime.
Thank
you.
See you soon.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by FastPlast Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Yes, as we go to the beautiful Kempsey today and speak to Emily from AVI Protection. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. A bit wet up there in Kempsey this morning?
It is a little bit. We've got those storms rolling in, but it's still a beautiful day out here.
Yes, it's always a beautiful day on the Mid-North Coast. Now, we are speaking to you as you are, in charge of AVI Protection, of course. And I guess you've got the floor for Tradie Thursday. So tell us a little bit about AVI Protection, Emily.
Absolutely. So AVI was formed in 2019, and between all of our leadership team, we have over 20 years of experience in the security sector. We offer quite a few security services, including alarm and security systems, mobile patrols, CCTV installation, alarm responses, our security officers, so close protection officers as well as cash in transit. So we offer quite a range of services to anywhere around the Mid-North Coast, but also around New South Wales as well.
Fantastic. And how many have you got in the team there, Emily?
Today we have 4 in the office today, but we have 25 in the team altogether.
Wow, that's a big team of staff you've got there.
We do. So our security officers are all completely trained. And we like to say that our security officers, we invest in our security office so that we can also give back to the community as well.
That's unreal. So I guess the burning question wanting to jump from my mouth right now, Emily, did Sal bring up enough muffins and enough milk?
She absolutely did. She brought plenty ready for all the tradies to come in and, you know, meet us and also have a bit of breakfast as well.
Well, I'm actually astonished, Emily, because you are the first person I've ever had on for Tradie Thursday that's willing to share the muffins and the milk. Well done.
I don't know. We have to fight between our team.
Yeah,
but,
that's
you know.
Right. Oh, very good, very good. Now, I guess another question I want to ask you, Emily, I mean, staffing-wise right now, how are you looking? Are you looking for more staff?
At the moment, security, you know, it really just depends. Look, we are always willing to take on staff and interview staff as well and interview potential staff members, but absolutely, you know, come on down, come and have a chat. If you have your security license, we are absolutely happy to talk with you guys.
Now, it sounds like your phone's going off in there, Emily. Is that all your friends ringing up to say they're listening to you on the radio right now?
Look, I really hope so.
or is that a security call out so there's been a breach?
No, it's, you know, it's our typical Thursday morning here at the office. You know, we have a freshly renovated office as well, so it'd be lovely to come on down so you guys can come and take a look at it.
Very good. Okay, so whereabouts is the office then, Emily?
Absolutely. So it's at 52 Elbow Street, West Kempsey. There's a big AVI protection group sign out the front. And there'll be muffins and oak going out the front as well.
Out there slinging the muffins and the milk, getting the masses in. Very good, Emily. Thank you for coming on for Tradie Thursday, my dear. We really appreciate it. I want you to enjoy those muffins and milk, and good on you for sharing. Now, we'll get on your tradie track, Dancing in the Moonlight, Top Loader. What a great song. I haven't heard this in years. You have yourself a lovely day, Emily, and thanks for coming on for Tradie Thursday.
Thank you so much.
There she is, Emily in West Kempsey. Go and see them. They're at 52 Elbow Street, folks. And if you'd like us to bring muffins and milk to your job site, head to Triple M at Mid-North Coast. Click the win page and put your details in. Dob your mates in. Come clean yourself.
It's that time of the week.
Clean your up, Dob, mate.
Thanks to Port Crystal Cleaners.
New Rug Wash, now open with free pickup and delivery available.
Ah, yes, as the famous Sal indicates, it's that time of the week. It certainly is. We welcome Luke to the show from Port Crystal Cleaners. G'day, mate.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Mate, I dare say your tyres are awfully pumped up after the local mayor got her rug washed with you guys and was very happy with your work.
Oh, it doesn't surprise you, mate. Old Lurch down at the rug wash, he definitely knows how to woo a chook. There's no doubt about that, but we definitely appreciate Peter's comments. That's great to hear.
Well, mate, I'll tell you what, good to keep you busy.
Yeah, definitely right, mate.
And how's it been this week, mate? A few dirty dogs rolling through?
Oh, definitely has been a few dirty dogs. It's the hot topic. We've actually had some really, really beautiful natural fibre rugs come through, some big viscose ones, which is really good. And like I said, natural fibre, it's also a natural habit for a dog to lay a deuce.
Dirty dogs.
It's been surround sound deuce this week. I had a good customer ring up yesterday and he actually had the dog had the runs and went all over the wool carpet. Just note to self, only have a block of cold water. Don't scrub. Don't use any chemicals. Call the professionals. You've paid a lot for good carpet. Don't ruin it.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough this morning. I went out to go get a sample from the pool and, my dog Kramer, he laid a big deuce on the new floor mat. So thanks, Krames.
There must be something in the water over there, mate. I'm telling you. Like, it's just wild over your neck of the woods, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. Surround sound deuce.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good point, mate, that you make, that if you do have a spill, don't go spraying things on it. Don't go doing any of that, because 9 times out of 10, you've just ruined your chances of fixing it.
Definitely. There is a method to it. You do need to know the differences in the fibres and that sort of thing. You know, a synthetic fibre, you can clean it a lot.
Yeah.
More thoroughly, sort of, not thoroughly, but a lot stronger.
Yeah. So we're looking for the Mid-North Coast. The confessional's open. Call now, 133353, and a $200 rug wash will go to the winner who most thoroughly cleans their act up today. And we do it every week thanks to the friendly folk at Port Crystal Cleaners, guys. So call now. We will take your calls next. Yes, folks, the weekly confessional's now open thanks to Port Crystal Cleaners, and 133353 is the telephone number. As we go to Kurt this morning. Kurt, welcome to the show, mate.
Hi, mate. How are we?
Mate, I am great for a Friday. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's the
show. Young fella's birthday this morning, so family morning at home.
Oh, young fella's birthday?
It is. Big shout to Sonny Man.
What's your son's name? Is it Sonny, is it?
Sonny, yep.
Sonny, happy birthday, mate, from all of us here at Triple M and Port Crystal Cleaners. We hope you have a great day, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Very good. Now, you want to clean your act up, buddy. You're after a rug wash voucher, I understand.
Could do, yeah. There's been a few times where I've landed in it.
Very good, mate. We'll take it away.
We were camping over on Fraser one time, and as you do when you're camping, I was going to the door number 2 of the bush style on a leaning over a branch, and the branch gave way, so I was literally in it. The boys didn't find out till I had to walk back through the campsite with no clothes, heading towards the beach to clean my act up.
That was walk of shame.
Hold the line for us, Kurt. Very good, mate. 133353 is the telephone number. Who have we got there?
It's Glenn Wallace from Nambucca.
Glenn Wallace from Nambucca. Welcome to the show, mate.
G'day.
Now, how would you like to clean your rack up today, mate?
I'm actually ringing for to get onto the secret song.
Oh,
sorry, man.
Glenn, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. Well, anyway, we go back to Kurt. It seems to be the flavour of the week. Kurt, are you there, mate?
What's that? Sorry, mate. I said, that.
Yep, you're there. Well, I'll tell you what, congratulations, Kurt. And at least you, I just really wish you had the rug out there when you went to bush that time, buddy, because you wouldn't have to worry about it.
All up my backside rug, that's for sure.
Well done, Kurt. Hold the line for us, buddy. There we go. Another winner, Luke. You'll be no doubt getting around Kurt today. And
Definitely. We specialise in dirty dogs. We love it.
Yeah, Kurt sounds like a dirty dog, doesn't he?
Oh, he would be, no doubt.
I tell you what, some mothers do have them, folks. It is quarter to eight. Luke, thanks for coming in, mate, as always. And guys, the new rug wash is now open on Munster Street. Drive through today and see the world-class facility. We will speak to you next week, big fella.
Cool. Cheers, mate. Thanks for having us.
Quiet Achievers.
Welcome along to Quiet Achievers for another week, and we've had a few submissions this week for Green Cross Vets on Lake Road in Port Macquarie. Now, in both circumstances, Green Cross Vets went above and beyond with compassion, knowledge, and their willingness to help was outstanding, apparently. So a very special shout-out to Vet Vicky, Vet Nurse Sarah, Nurse Sarah, and her brother. Amazing work, and a huge round of applause from us here at Triple M to the team at Green Cross Vets. Yes, and of course, Regional Australia Bank. Well done to you. Now, there are so many people on the Mid-North Coast doing great things every day, and they're doing it without thanks or recognition. So, if you know of someone going above and beyond, folks, tell us all about it. Head to triplem.com.au/Mid-North Coast. We'll give them a big shout-out on air. Partnering with Regional Australia Bank, the trusted bank for all regional Australians, of course. And we will crown another Quiet Achiever next week. But like we do every week, it's time to catch up with the man, the myth, the legend, Alistair Flower from the Flower Hotel Group.
Yes, good morning from live from Warhope Country Club, hole two.
Oh, you out having nine holes early on, kind sir.
Well, mate, I think it's actually 18. I'm part of I think it's a St. Columba Foundation Day. They're an inaugural.
Ah.
Luckily, it's a four-ball Ambrose, and I've got three other players that actually know what they're doing.
So you're the walking before shot for the day.
Well, if I wasn't talking to you, I'd be just a buggy driver.
Very good, mate. Very good. Hey, a big weekend coming up. In this neck of the woods, with the New South Wales Police Bank Cup Carnival, which is the all the police playing rugby league. Is that right?
It is. It's not a weekend to be playing up, or a whole week, mind you, to be playing up. We've got 400 strapping male and female rugby league players from the police force all here for a carnival. I know a few of them will be drinking down at the Settlers. It'll be the safest or the place you want to stay away from.
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't worked that out yet, but I'm sure they're here for a good time. There'll be plenty. We're sponsoring one of the. I think it's called the Northern Region. But there's plenty of teams from Sydney and all around New South Wales. So it'll be a great time. And that's tough football too. Those guys know how to hit.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. It's the that'll be great. And that's happening at the regional stadium.
Yeah, that's happening all week. So I think they all kick off. They all arrive here Saturday, Sunday, and I think there's a whole week of carnival. So good luck to all the players. But we're going for the. For the Northern boys, I think there's a bit of a region there, all up and down the coast and a little bit inland as well. So they don't know how they're going, but they might win the drinking competition.
Yes, very good. Now, Macquarie United Cricket Club are hosting their big end of season prezzo on Saturday night at the TPT.
Actually, it's going to be a big weekend of sport. The finishing of the summer season, and congratulations to the Macquarie. I think they had a bit of a win there last weekend, so they'll have a great end of season presentation, and then right around all the venues, we've got season launches. I know Warhope's Hastings Hotel are looking forward to launching with the Warhope Thunder, the Rugby Union, and Warhope Soccer. I think is there as well. I've got the Beechwood; they're playing in a tens tournament. Hastings, the Hastings League got their nines or tens
competition down at Kendall, so they got their jersey prezo back at the Hastings. Yeah, look, plenty of Lake Cadai doing the same. So there's Lake Cadai Raiders at the pub there. So look, we love this time of year with the community sport, and it really gets all the communities involved in their local pubs.
Very good, mate. Now, don't forget to organise your Easter long weekend camping trip to the Long Flat pub. Very popular now, Mr. Flower.
Oh, and it's actually a lot of people from Port. What's great about it? It's only it's only about 50 kilometres away. So a lot of people are going for little overnighters or weekends away from Port Macquarie, and they're still close. And but it's a great little atmosphere down there on the river, and there's always some good entertainment and like pub feed up at the Long Flat pub as well. So that's become very popular for us, and in particularly with people from the region just wanting to do a staycation still. I suppose you can still call it a staycation. It's in the LGA.
Absolutely, mate. Yes, it's in the LGA. Speaking of LGA, I better let you go, young man, because no doubt there's a ball that you need to top.
Yes, and a Golden Slipper this weekend, which is a big race meet. So get down to the pubs, and then Manly versus Para on Sunday.
You blokes are on fire, aren't you? Good on you.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Good luck, mate. Good luck. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, mate.
Take care.
No matter where you're waking up this morning, you are home with Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Everything Mid-North Coast.
This is Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M. Makes you want to go.